I'll leave some time for questions. And if anything isn't answered today, feel free to follow back up with me directly. I'll be happy to speak with you further. But like I said, my name is Aaron Thompson. I am fairly new to Restoration One. I came on board about 4 months ago. I've been involved in the restoration industry for some time. I handled the development for another larger brand and spent a couple of years with those guys, and then was approached by a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Gary Finley. He called me and said that he wanted me to take a look at this restoration company out of Pompano Beach, Florida. And so I said, you know, I've got a pretty good gig going right now. I'm probably not interested. He said, just come take a look. So I jumped in, and we started doing some research and audits on this company. And they were at the time about 35 locations, and so a lot smaller than what I was accustomed to. But as we continued to dig deeper, I kept scratching my head wondering, how are these guys making so much money? And why are all these franchisees so happy? And I just found that this is just a really unique company that is in an industry I'm sure many of you are aware of. It's a heavily saturated industry. We've got a lot of big players out there. And, you know, I kept wondering, well, what's so different about this company? And so I'm going to walk you through some different parts of this presentation today, and if I get off track, forgive me, but I think by the end of this, you guys will understand why it is that we got on board and hopefully be excited about the company as I am. And so, as you can see here, this is the Restoration One logo. We do have water damage experts. I'll get to more about that later, but we're really aggressive on water mitigation. Now scrolling over, this is what the new vehicle wraps look like moving forward. This is what all new franchisees are required to wrap their vehicles with. A couple of stats on the restoration industry for some of you that may not be familiar with it. You know, the economic spending for the restoration industry comes to about $10.6 billion annually. And then a statistic on jobs for specific areas is, you know, the national percentage for water work is defined as 77 water damage reports per 100,000 population every month. That's important because of our territories. Our initial territories are 250,000. And so, as you guys may or may not know, you don't need a huge piece of the pie in this industry to do very well. The services that we offer, we're just like a lot of the other folks. Like I said earlier, though, we focus heavily on water mitigation. We also do fire and smoke remediation, mold remediation, disaster response, sewage cleanup, and reconstruction. Our owner, so this is a picture of Andor Kovac. So Andor is Hungarian. He's kind of that American success story. He came over to the U.S. with nothing. Ended up building a restoration company that was so successful, he had friends and family members asking him, hey, how do we get in on this? And so he started in 2010, he started a franchise. And at that time, you know, they were doing well, and he is phenomenal at teaching people how to make money in this industry. But he's also smart enough to realize that he needed help taking this to the next level. So that's when he reached out to Gary. Some of you are unfamiliar with who Gary Finley is. He, back in 1996, him and Gary Haven started Curves for Women, and Gary served as their president up until 2004 and grew them from 2 to 8,000 locations internationally. He hadn't really had a financial need to work since then, but he's continually looking into new opportunities, consulting. Most recently, he was with Snap Fitness, then found Andor. Andor reached out to him and said, listen, I can teach people how to make money in this business all day long, but I wasn't geared to be a CEO of this growing franchise brand. Can you help me? So he did. He got some equity in the company, and brought me along. And so we are rapidly expanding. We will be hitting our 50th location here in the next probably 30 days. And so we're excited about the continued growth in what I believe a really great industry. Little snapshot of kind of where we are. There's a lot more that's in development that aren't currently open, including one in Arlington, Texas, that I am a part owner in. So for whatever it's worth, for you guys that have looked at franchise deals throughout your tenure, I jumped on board with these guys. First one I've ever vested my own money in. That's how much I believe in this deal. So this will be updated soon. You guys can always visit our website, restoration1franchise.com, and it will have updated listings on our locations. Even for territory checks, I'm happy to give those to you, but if you want to do one on your own, you should be able to access it through our website. Okay, so when I was talking about auditing and looking at the franchise earlier from the point that I got involved, our item that team says a lot. And as you can see here, average annual gross revenues for operators in business 12 to 23 months is over $1 million. And this is not just because we have, two people in the system. I mean, this is the norm. This is the average for these guys, and this is the standard moving forward. We are very aggressive. We're a young company. We understand that the markets we entered are saturated, but we have a way in which we carve out our share of the pie, and we've been able to do that over and over and over and in various parts of the country. We started in Florida. Florida is the most heavily saturated state for us. We are rapidly running out of territory in Florida, but we've been able to replicate this in New Jersey, in California, and in South Carolina. I mean, everywhere we go, we're able to do this. And so the item 19 for us has been just been exciting. It's a healthy number. And if you guys want to look into the FDD more, feel free to reach out to me. I can share that with you, and we can go through the other numbers as well. So let's get to what makes this different. First of all, it states, significantly lower investment. To explain that further, the owner believes in the ability to grow to scale. At the company I was with previously, all new franchisees were required to purchase a $100,000 equipment package. It's way more equipment than they needed. It put them in a hole right out of the gate. And the reason for that was the franchisor was getting a huge rebate from that supplier, which we understand that takes place in this franchise world, and good for them. But we don't want to take that approach. The owner said, I'm not going to require that. What I'm going to do, he went out and bought his own equipment, had it private labeled, and buys it by the container load, essentially. He allows people to start off with an equipment package that is around $30,000. It's enough to service 5 to 6 jobs consecutively. Usually by month 3, franchisees are in need of new equipment, of which you call the corporate, let us know what you need, and we'll get it shipped out to you. The great part about this equipment is that the owner will offer in-house financing on it with zero money down. So what you've got is you no longer have this expensive equipment package. You still need a vehicle, but we'll allow you to work from home. So this can be home-based, again, minimizing the initial out-of-pocket expense and fixed cost. We'll get back to a little bit more of that later. Excellent territories available. As you probably know, some of the larger guys out there are running out of territory. That's not the case for us. We've got some really wonderful territories open. And if there is, any specific areas that you guys want to know about, just let me know. And I'm happy to do a territory check for you. The ramp-up time for us is phenomenal because a couple of different reasons. Our training is unlike anything I've seen before. Most restoration companies, including the one I was with, had a training like a flood house. It's basically, I mean, it's really pretty, lots of bells and whistles, but it is simulated training. Our owner said he refuses to do that. He said, you know, I want to conduct live training. It's one thing to do a simulated mitigation job and another to do a real life project. And so what he's done, he's partnered with a couple of local franchise owners in and around the headquarters in Pompano Beach. And when our new franchisees are in training, we do real life training, meaning we are at a customer's home who has experienced a real problem. We're taking that job from start to finish, from the initial assessment to the working with the insurance company, to the dry out, to the continued daily monitoring, to the billing, to the customer satisfaction survey. We take our franchise owners through that entire process. So at the end of our training period, not only do they know what to do, but they're comfortable doing that in a real-life scenario. And after training is complete, we send out a consultant on-site with them for an additional week. And all of that has led to really quick ramp-up times for all of our franchise owners because they're not questioning, what did I do in this simulation scenario? It's real, and it has proven to be so very successful that it makes me question what everybody else is doing. Peer, your franchise support. Obviously, with the amount of franchisees we have right now, we are able to give as much support as we can. I mean, to the point where it's probably over-supported, but we're there as much as you need us to be and as little as you'd like us to be. But we've been building our infrastructure, preparing for this growth. So right now, and even moving forward, but particularly in these next couple of years, the franchise support is just absolutely unmatched. Partnership program. So this is a little bit of a unique opportunity. So I got a call from, and it's very limited, so I hope I can preface it with that. But I got a call from the owner about 45 days ago, and he said, "Hey, Aaron, I'm moving some money around, and I've decided to take $1 million of my own money, and I would like to use that to help start new franchises. You know, what I'm looking for are people that would be phenomenal operators that may not have the financial ability to do this on their own initially." And so what he's offered is to enter into a partnership with a qualified candidate who he wants to meet in person. But if he feels that they'd be a great operator, then he will put up the working capital for this. They've got to bring at least $40,000 to the table, basically to cover the franchise fee. But other than that, he will provide them the working capital. He will be hands off, more of a silent investor. It's structured as a franchise partnership, just like any other deal. And we have put today four people into business through this program. Like I said, it is for a limited time because, you know, he's putting about $80,000 into each one. So I think there are probably 6 to 8 left, and then that will be over. But he does still offer other financing options in terms of what I mentioned earlier with the equipment. So he'll offer the in-house financing, basically a $30,000 equipment package that he'll fund in-house. So those are some really exciting things that I think differentiate us, along with what Gary brought to the table with his resources. So we hired a national PR firm. I don't know if you guys have heard of Fishman or not, but their spinoff company, Franchise Elevator, has taken us on board, and we're just now getting that ramped up, and so should be seeing a lot of exciting things going on. And even in terms of when we enter a new marketplace, we will engage the PR firm. They'll come in, get some press done on behalf of franchisees, just begin to build that brand awareness. Along with the online SEO, we've got an ad agency that helps us with that. There's just a combination of factors that have really allowed us to, I believe, differentiate ourselves, and I'm excited about it. So I'm going to keep going, and we'll kind of get back to this in a little bit. In terms of, you know, top advantages, this is somewhat repetitive, but wanted to run through a few of these. So available territories, we talked about that. A lot of major markets still available. The investment range, 67.5 to 154.1. This is depending on, you know, whether or not any financing is utilized. You know, if you were to pay, you know, stroke a check for everything and not use financing for anything, you're at that, you know, higher 154 number. But utilizing the financing that's available, we can typically get owners in this business for under $70,000. As you may or may not know, this industry is phenomenal in terms of the profit margin. And what I think is great about this is that we don't set our pricing. If anybody's aware of this industry, we are governed by a larger agency that works with the insurers. We use estimating software. I don't care if it's us or Surfer or Surfmaster, whoever. We're all basically paid the same. It's just such that the insurance industry has set some good pricing for us. And so we're fortunate to be in this industry and to be able to have such high margins. That's what I was alluding to earlier when I talked about entering a market and not needing a huge piece of the pie to be well fed. We're just fortunate to have that. Exceptional training and support, as I was talking about earlier. Our training, there are a couple of exceptions here that I want to go ahead and clarify. So prior to corporate training, we require that all new franchisees receive their certifications. So they need to do that on their own. We'll help them find where those courses are taught, and we'll structure the training around that scheduling. But essentially, they're going to need to get their water certification, their WRT, their fire and smoke SSRT, and their MOLE, the AMRT. So that's about 7 to 8 classroom days total that they will need to do prior to coming to training. And that's done on purpose. We want our franchisees to show up with some knowledge. We want them to be well-versed on what they're getting into, and that way we're not having to spend so much time covering the basics, and we can jump right in on the training. But the training does take place at our headquarters in Pompano Beach. It's currently set at 3 weeks. Probably by the time any of us were to send one of your potential candidates to that training, we'll have it down to 2 weeks. We've brought in some industry experts to help really expedite some of the training process. We know that 3 weeks is a long time, and so we're striving to get that down to 2. Support, I think we talked about that, but we, you know, it's 24-hour support. Every franchisee is a designated a consultant who is their go-to person. If they are unavailable for whatever reason, their phones are automatically transferred to someone else, and then so on and so forth, all the way to the point where you get to the owner. I can tell you, if the owner gets a call at 3 a.m. in the morning, he's going to answer it and he's going to help you. But somebody on our end is going to get a butt chewing the next morning. High growth industry that's recession resistant. People call this recession proof. I don't think there's anything that's recession proof, but I do very much feel that this is a recession resistant industry. If you own a home, you have to have that home insured. If your home floods, you cannot live in those conditions. Therefore, you must get that taken care of, and your insurance will pick up the tab. So it doesn't matter if we're in a down economy or not, the demand does not go away. And if any of you are watching the news or kind of kept up with the trends over the years, this industry is continually growing. we're right on storm season right now. It's coming upon us, and really anticipating a record year in terms of that. I can't explain nature, but I do know that for what we do, it's in our favor. We are not storm chasers, though. We don't depend on natural disasters for the majority of our work. Most of our work is, you know, residential flooding or residential fire and smoke or mold. I mean, the daily things occur. The natural disasters are what I call icing on the cake. Home-based business, as I mentioned earlier, we do this for people to be able to grow to scale. You know, you can start out in your home. You might need to rent a storage unit for your equipment if you don't have space at home. Most people that have been in this business for over a year typically move out of their home and get some type of industrial warehouse, office space, still not on Main Street, not high overhead, but just something to where they can store their equipment because at that point they've got more than they can keep at home. Ramp up time, as we talked about, because of the training and the ability to feel comfortable in what we do, we're able to ramp up very quickly. And I think as item 19 shows you, you know, that over $1 million figure, those are for folks that have been in it for more than 1 year, but for less than 2 years. That is phenomenal. I've been a part of other brands, and I've never seen anything like that. I give credit back to the owner for that. He does a great job, and even in terms of how we market a territory, we're just able to carve out our share of the pie quickly. The in-house equipment financing, we've covered that. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, our ideal client. Now, I don't know if Kim has shared this with you or not, but I gave a list of some of our existing owners' backgrounds. I mean, we're getting guys from all over the place. Ideally, we're looking for, you know, independent restoration owners, those guys that have been doing it on their own, but maybe not reaching their full potential. Those are always great to have. Veterans, the guy that I'm partnering with in Arlington is a military vet. He's actually a Green Beret, getting out of 14 years of service, and he and I are entering into a business together. Carpet cleaning guys, these folks that are familiar with a lot of what we do, but are open to diversifying. We found that they're really great to work with. Certified plumbers, one of our top owners in New Jersey, also owned a plumbing franchise in the past. And another top performer we have in Florida was a certified plumber before coming on board. Those guys they get it. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the plumbers real quick because I want to hit marketing. Very often, plumbers are the first on site when there is a flood in the home. You know, homeowners find their kitchen floor flooded or their basement flooded. They call the plumber. Plumber comes out, you know, shuts the water down and basically says, you know, I've got your water cut off, but you're going to have to bring in a respiration pump. Well, what we do ahead of time is when we enter a new market, we solicit those plumbers to a point where we essentially build a brokerage network for the plumbing company. So we're going to go find, you know, the local Roto-Rooter, whoever. I'm going to use Roto-Rooter as an example. We're going to go find that local franchise owner, and we're going to say, you know, hey, I'm Aaron. I'm with Restoration One. We're new to the market. We understand that many times you are the first on scene when a house is flooded. We would love to be the referral source for you, and we promise to take really great care of your customers. We will also refer you next time we're on site. We need a plumbing service taken care of. And more importantly, if you refer us to the job, we get it taken care of and complete, we'll pay you a referral fee. And that has just been more successful than I can even explain. And I know it's so simple in theory, But in reality, we have been able to quickly carve out large shares of the marketplace through plumbing contractors, through other service contractors, through property management companies. Obviously, we want to, you know, insurance is paying the bills for all of this, and we are marketing to the insurance agents as well, but those relationships take time to build. I like to compare that to a pharmaceutical rep trying to, you know, get a physician to push his new drug on patients. He's going to have to call on that doctor for probably several months before he even gets a face-to-face meeting. But if once he does and the product is good and the customers are happy, that's going to be a great long-term relationship. And that's the same with us. But we can't depend on those relationships right out of the gate. It's going to take a little time to build those, and we don't want people sitting around waiting on the agents to call them when we can go out and call on the plumbers. We kind of call that the low-hanging fruit. So we are calling on plumbers and service contractors, property management companies. We're calling on firehouses. We're going to the firehouses. We're bringing lunch to the firemen. We want to be referred when there's a fire or when there's smoke damage. But then the insurance agents, obviously we are pushing that heavily. I know that some of you are asking or wondering, so, and I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way. National accounts, some of the larger guys, even the company I was with in the past, I mean, I could sell franchises all day long because of national accounts, which is such a lopsided deal because you have to have a large enough footprint in order to have those national accounts. We aren't there yet. Will we get there? Yet? But we're not there yet. So that we don't have national accounts. We do have regional accounts. But the national accounts are so fragile, and I saw it firsthand. You know, you could have Liberty Mutual in your back pocket, and one franchisee could just totally, you know, mess up a job and ruin that relationship for everyone. And so I really do not encourage putting all your eggs in that basket. Obviously, that would be a great thing to have those national accounts. I don't think that we're too far from that. Probably within the next year and a half, 2 years, we'll have a large enough footprint to begin that process. But I wanted to cover that because it does come up, and I'm happy to discuss that further. So we'll get that out of there. Okay, who else we're looking for? Corporate America. We've got guys coming out of, you know, Wall Street. I've got a guy right now in Houston that's an engineer, leaving Shell. Contractors, again, these are similar to like the carpet cleaning guys that looking to diversify. Insurance agency, I got a guy in Clearwater, Florida right now leaving the insurance industry to own his own Restoration One. He has been on the other side for so long, and he's tired of it. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel. So obviously that's just another person who's an ideal client. All right, I'm going to skip over to the investment. Again, we're talking about this range of 67.5 to 154.1 with a franchise fee of 39.9, and that's for 250,000 populated territories. Let me talk about the territories real quick. When we're speaking with a candidate and we get far enough along into the process to the point where agreements have been requested, we will then begin to structure that territory. We'll, right now, because of how many prime territories we have available, it's really great for people because they can more or less pick the ideal area. And so we'll structure that territory. It is a protected territory in the sense that no other franchisee is allowed to open in that territory, nor are they allowed to market in that territory. But also in terms of territory protection, let's say, I'm going to use a good example for Florida because we have quite a large footprint there. If one of our franchisees has an established relationship with an insurance agent, and that agent calls and says, hey, I've got just, you know, one-time job. It's over in this area. Can you take care of it for me? Well, if that other area is owned, we don't want the franchisee who has that client to tell them, sorry, I can't service it for you, because that's his client. We want to make sure that that relationship stays intact. So we will allow them to go into that other area and work that job, but they must notify the other franchisee. And the same goes for the other guy. He has a client that wants him to do a job in another territory. Open communication. All of our franchisees get along. It's very friendly, healthy competition. But at the end of the day, we want to protect franchisees' clients. And so we do allow for that. Okay, back onto this, the financing available. I think we talked about that. You know, cash required, you know, working capital. We usually say you need about, you know, somewhere around $40,000 to get started. All right, so what do we pay you guys? 40% of the initial franchise fee, or basically $20,000 a deal. Once the money has been exchanged, we will, and I guess I'd get with Tim on this, but we usually just do wire transfers. We'll same day. We had one close last week, and it was through another group, but the fees were fired, you know, wired immediately. So, $20,000 a deal. I know how to close deals, guys. I know this industry well. If you bring me a qualified candidate, I promise I will do the best of my ability to put that $20,000 in your pocket. All right, moving over. So this is a development team. So, Gary, oversees me. And I'm the one that you will work directly in contact with. I can, and many times bring in Gary. He is an additional, I kind of call him an additional tool that I have in my toolbox, because he is great to bring in. If I've ever got somebody on the fence and, I just need some assistance, there's nobody better at coming in and closing a deal, and he's done it time and time again for me. And so very happy to have Gary on this with me. So that's us. That's me and my mug right there. Okay, we're going to go to the time frame to open. Usually 2 to 4 months. As I mentioned earlier, the certification. So you got to get these prior to attending the training. Then you'll head down to our corporate office, Pompano Beach, for the 3 weeks of training that we hope to get down to 2, but for now I'm going to leave it as 3. Recruiting and hiring and pre-marketing. Recruiting and hiring, a lot of times, are, you know, the employees needed for this. You've got to have, obviously, your owner. That owner can serve dual roles. He could either be the owner and the marketing person, or he could be the owner and the technician. But if, let's say, he's neither of those things, then he or she would need to hire a technician and hire a marketing person. Those are both full-time positions. As you may or may not know, a lot of what we do is not so much labor intensive. We make our money on equipment. So when we go in and there's a flood, yes, it does take some physical labor to remove that water and start the drying process. But after that, there's not much more we can do other than to adjust some equipment as needed on a daily basis while we're doing our monitoring. So you don't need a lot of employees in this business. Pre-marketing, as I mentioned earlier, we will engage our PR firm to start that process, also begin some SEO stuff through the ad agency. And then when we get on site that first week, the consultant that we send out, you know, what his main job is to help begin marketing on behalf of that local franchisee with them on board, just to help reiterate everything they've learned in training and really just to begin bringing awareness to the area. So with that said, I wanted to open it up and leave a few minutes for some questions and answers, hopefully some answers. So if anybody wants to fire off some questions, I'm happy to help you. Kim, if you've got any suggestions on how to steer this direction, please let me know.
Okay, let me unmute all the lines.
The conference has been unmuted.
Okay, everyone's able to jump in and ask questions if they have any.
You're on item 19.
Yes, item 19.
I'm sorry, can you re-ask your question?
I was just wondering if there is a bottom line item 19 for the business. I know I saw the top line revenue. I was just wondering if they show any kind of gross profit numbers or anything.
Yes. It does not show gross profit, but there are more details in that I'm not showing. I'm happy to send that to you.
How many franchisees do you have at this point?
Franchisees open to date, we're right at about 44.
I'd like to make some more details about that partnership program, if I could.
Okay.
Now, does your candidate, do they have to come up with a franchise fee, and then you guys will partner up for the equipment and the working capital? Did I hear that right?
Yes, that is correct. They need to come up with the franchise fee, and then the owner will provide the equipment, the vehicle, and working capital.
Okay, and that's good until when?
Until the money runs out. We've got about, there's probably room for six more.
Okay.
However, we do have other franchisees that have been in business that have expressed interest in partnering. I know for a fact I've got a guy in New Jersey that called me last week. He's ready to offer a partnership to someone up in the Northeast. So if anybody has anybody up there, please let me know.
Very good.
Okay, do we have any more questions? Okay, well,
yes, this is Harriet in Phoenix.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Erin?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Harriet. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. A couple questions. In our state, New Mexico, I believe California is like this also, a GC license. Yeah, there's like 20 different licenses that are required, and it seems that a GC license plus maybe a mold license is required for this type of work. Is that what you have found? Do you help their franchisees get those licenses, and how are you dealing with people who don't have the ability to be able to get those licenses?
Sure. Well, in the state of California, in order to do reconstructive services, you have to have a contractor's license. So our franchisees out there that do not have that license are not participating in reconstruction. In terms of the mold certification, that the state of California attempted to pass a requirement in order to get that that license. However, it did not pass, and so that is a non-factor. We just recently ran into that, so I know for certain that is not something in the state of California. Now, in New Mexico, I'm not certain. Yes, if there is anything like that, we are happy to assist anyone throughout that process.
Okay, but then you would have them be running the model that would be water only, maybe water and mold, but not any type of restoration or anything that would open up walls.
Correct. No reconstruction. That's correct.
Okay. The second question is, I understand it may not be in the FDD and not for public consumption, but when our candidates are talking to your franchisees that are in that average $1 million gross range, what are they going to be hearing is dropping, what percentage are they going to be hearing is dropping to the bottom line?
Yeah, it's a great question and something that our franchisees are happy to answer. We have really phenomenal validation. A lot of them will tell you that their net margins are above 25%. Many of them are happy to share those financials. Others are a little more reserved. But to answer your question, that's usually what we're hearing from our owners.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Those are great questions. Do we have any more questions for Aaron? Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, Aaron, I want to thank you for your time. And if you do think of questions, please be sure to reach out to Aaron individually. And that will conclude our call.
Well, thank you, Kim, and thank you to everyone out there who made some time to listen to me today. Again, if there was anything I didn't cover that you'd like to know more about, I'm happy to have that conversation with you, and I look forward to working with you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.